Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we'll read from Canto 2, Chapter 4, Text 17. So we'll repeat the word afterward. Tapasvino,
Tapasvino,
Dana Prana Para,
Dana Prana,
Yasashvino,
Yasashvino,
Manoshvino, Manashvino, Mantravidha,
Mantravidha,
Samungalaha,
Sumangalaha,
Keshamam, Kshemam, Na, Vidanti, Vina, Yadarpanam, Yadarpanam, Tasmai, Subhadra, Shravase, Namonamha. Tapasvino dana parayashashvino,
Tapasvino dana parayashashvino,
Tapasvino dana parayashashvino,
Tapasvino dana parayashashvino,
Manashvino mantra vidhasumangala,
Manashvino mantra vidhasumangala,
Manashvino mantra vidhasumangala,
Manashvino mantra vidhasumangala,
Shemam na vidanti vinayadarpanam, Kshemam na vidanti vinayadarpanam, Tasmai Subhadra Shravase Namo
Namah,
Tapasvino dana parayashashvino,
Tapasvino dana parayashashvino,
Manasvino mantra vidasumangala,
Manasvino mantra vidasumangala,
Kshemam na vidanti vinayadarpanam,
Kshemam na vidanti vinayadarpanam,
Tasmai Subhadra Shravase Namo Namah,
Tasmai Subhadra Shravase Namo Namah,
Tapasvino Dana Parayashasvino,
Tapasvino Dana Parayashasvino,
Manasvino Mantra Vidasumangala,
Manasvino Mantra Vidasumangala,
Kshemam na Vidanti Vinayatapanam,
Kshemam na Vidanti Vinayatapanam,
Tasmai Subhadra Shravase Namo Namah,
Tasmai Subhadra Shravase Namo Namah, Tapasvino dana parayashasvino,
Tapasvino dana parayashasvino,
Manasvino mantra vidyasumangala,
Manasvino mantra vidyasumangala,
क्षेमं न विदन्ति विनाय दर्पणम्
क्षेमं न विदन्ति विनाय दर्पणम्
तस्मै सुभद्र श्रवसे नमो नमः
तस्मै सुभद्र श्रवसे नमो नमः
तपस्विनो दान पराय यशस्विनो
तपस्विनो दान पराय यशस्विनो
मनस्विनो मंत्र विदा सुमंगला
मनस्विनो मंत्र विदा सुमंगला
क्षेमं न विन्दति विनाय दर्पणं
क्षेमं न विन्दति विनाय दर्पणं
तस्मै सुभद्र श्रवणे सर्वसे नमो नमः
तस्मै सुभद्र श्रवसे नमो नमः
तपस्विनो दान पराय यशस्विनो
तपस्विनो दान पराय यशस्विनो
मनस्विनो मंत्र विदा सुमंगला
मनस्विनो मंत्र विदा सुमंगला
क्षेमं न विदन्ति विनाय दर्पणं
क्षेमं न विदन्ति विनाय दर्पणं
तस्मै सुभद्र श्रवसे नमो नमः
तस्मै सुभद्र श्रवसे नमो नमः
तपस्विनो
दान पराय यशस्विनो मनस्विनो मंत्र विदा सुमंगला
क्षेमं न विन्दन्ति विनाय दर्पणं
क्षेमं न विन्दन्ति विनाय दर्पणं
तस्मै
सुभद्र श्रवसे नमो नमः तपस्विनो दान पराय यशस्विनो मनस्विनो मंत्र विदा सुमंगला क्षेमं न विन्दन्ति विनाय दर्पणं
तस्मै सुभद्र श्रवसे नमो नमः
तपस्विनो दान पराय यशस्विनो
मनस्विनो मंत्र विदा सुमंगला
क्षेमं न विन्दन्ति विनाय दर्पणं
तस्मै
सुभद्रा श्रवसे नमो नमः तपस्विनो दान पराय यशस्विनो मनस्विनो मंत्र विदा सुमंगला क्षेमं न विन्दन्ति विनाय दर्पणं तस्मै सुभद्र श्रवसे नमो नमः
तपस्विनो धनपराय यशस्विनो
तपस्विनो धनपराय यशस्विनो
मनस्विनो मंत्र विदा सुमंगला
मनस्विनो मंत्र विदा सुमंगला
क्षेमं न विन्दन्ति विनाय दर्पणं
क्षेमं न विन्दन्ति विनाय दर्पणं
तस्मै सुभद्र श्रवसे नमो नमः
तस्मै सुभद्र श्रवसे नमो नमः
वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग बाय श्री प्रभुपाद जय श्री प्रभुपाद तपस्विनः द ग्रेट लर्नेड सेजेस दानपरः द ग्रेट परफॉर्मर ऑफ चैरिटी यशस्विनः द ग्रेट वर्कर ऑफ डिस्टिंक्शन मनस्विनः द ग्रेट फिलोसोफर और मिस्टिक्स मंत्रविदः द ग्रेट chanter of Vedic hymns, Sumangalaha, strict follower of Vedic principles, Shaman, fruitful results, Na, never, Vidanti, attain, Veena, without, Yad Arpanam, dedication, Tasmai, unto him, Subhadra, auspicious. Shravase, hearing about him. Namaha, my obeisances. Namaha, again and again. Translation by Shri Prabhupada, Jaya Shri Prabhupada. Let me offer my respected obeisances unto the all auspicious Lord Krishna again and again. Because the great learned sages, the great performer of charity, the great worker of distinction, the great philosopher and mystics, the great chanters of Vedic hymns, and the great followers of Vedic principles cannot achieve any fruitful result without dedication of such great qualities to the service of the Lord. So please repeat after me. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the all auspicious Lord Shri Krishna. Again and again, because the great learned sages, the great performers of charity, the great workers of distinction, the great philosopher and mystics, the great chanters of the Vedic hymns, and the great followers of Vedic principles cannot achieve any fruitful results without this dedication of such great qualities to the service of the Lord. Advancement of learning a charitable disposition, political, social or religious leadership of human society, philosophical speculation, the practice of yoga system, the expertise in the Vedic rituals and all similar high qualities in man serve one in the attainment of perfection only when they are employed in the service of the Lord. Without such dovetailing, all such qualities become sources of trouble for people in general. Everything can be utilized either for one's own sense gratification or in the service of one other than oneself. There are two kinds of self-interest also, namely personal selfishness and extended selfishness. But there is no qualitative difference between personal and extended selfishness. Theft for personal interest or for family interest is of same quality, namely criminal. A thief pleading not guilty because of committing theft, not for personal interest but for the interest of society or country, has never been excused by the established law of any country. People in general have no knowledge that the self-interest of a living being attains perfection only when such an interest coincides with the interest of Lord. For example, what is the interest of maintaining body and soul together? One earns money for maintenance of body, personal or social, but unless there is God consciousness, unless the body is being properly maintained to realize one's realization with God, all good efforts to maintain body and soul together are similar to attempts of the animals to maintain body and soul together. The purpose of maintaining the human body is different from the animals. Similarly, advancement of learning, economic development, philosophical research, study in Vedic literature, or even the execution of pious activities like charity, opening of hospitals and distribution of food grains should be done in relation with the Lord. The aim of such acts and endeavors must be pleasure of the Lord and not the satisfaction of any other identity, individual or collective. Samsidhir Hari Toshanam. In the Bhagavad Gita 9.27, the same principle is confirmed where it is said that whatever we may give in charity, whatever we may observe in the austerity must be given over to the Lord or be done on His account only. The expert leaders of a godless human civilization cannot bring about a fruitful result in all their different attempts at educational advancement or economic development unless they are God conscious. And to become God conscious, one has to hear about all the all auspicious Lord as He is described in literature like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. ओम हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपेशा कांता राधा कांता नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विष्णु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिभ्ये वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यश्च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण। सो हियर वेरी नाइस प्रिंसिपल्स बीन लेड आउट बाय सुखदेव गोस्वामी। So far in the chapter, in the process of creation, lots of technical things were given, you know, like how Lord creates the universe and Lord's qualities were glorified. But then here instructions are given that how to reach out to Lord. And what are the top two or three things which Srila Prabhupada had emphasized a lot in this purport which we just read, right? What should we do to reach to Lord?
Everything should be done for the Lord.
Everything should be dovetailed to the Lord. So, like, we should engage in devotional service. And despite all the opulences, all the siddhis we might have, until we dovetail everything to Krishna's service, it's of no use, isn't it? So that's the one thing. And then was how he concluded the purport. What were the last line? The two scriptures were referred in the last line. Bhagavad Gita. So we should read scriptures. Yeah. So he says, as he's described in literature like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And why do we should do that? To become a God conscious. So, and to become God conscious, one has to hear about all auspicious Lord as he is described in literature like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So these are the top two things referred here that we should dovetail all our service to the Lord and we should read scriptures. Now, how these two things are interrelated? So the more and more we will read about Lord, the more and more love we'll develop for Him, the more and more qualities we'll know about Him. And then the more service we will do, that Krishna will give more intelligence for us to understand. So here, when we read the word by word meaning, it says, Shravase, hearing about Him. And then when we read the translation, Sri Prabhupada said, all auspicious Lord Shri Krishna. So Him is referred to Lord Shri Krishna. So many people will say that how's this been interpreted. So that's how all the devotees of Lord kind of interpret or understand things, because their understanding is so clear. When we say His divine grace, so who's the His? His is Lord Shri Krishna. So Lord Shri Krishna's divine grace, but then we say Srila Prabhupada, His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada has His divine grace. Whose divine grace? Lord Shri Krishna's divine grace. That's why He could achieve all this. That's how He could pass on this knowledge to all of us. So say, name an instrument which you use, maybe Yukti Matari, in your clinic.
Mouse mirror.
So mouse mirror on its own cannot do anything. Yeah, because it's an instrument. Stethoscope on its own cannot do anything. Until Pravesh Prabhu puts in his ear and hears the heartbeat and analyzes something about it, the instrument cannot do anything on its own, isn't it? So who's doing it? The doctor is doing it. A wooden piece or a hammer or a nail thing cannot do anything on its own because they're instrument. How we can make something out of that wood, hammer and everything when there's an artist who can do everything. So all the devotees consider themselves to be instruments in Krishna's hand. So any credit we give, anything they achieve, anything Srila Prabhupada achieved, what he says, because of His divine grace. So that's the mode devotees have it, that they consider themselves as instruments in Lord's hand. So that's why they don't take any credit. They give credit to the person doing it, making them work in Krishna consciousness, giving them that intelligence how to utilize these skills in Krishna's service. So here there are six type of people being referred. So first, Tapasvina, the great learned sages. Now, if there are examples of great learned sages, they were really learned, but then since they did not dovetail everything in Krishna's service, we saw that they couldn't achieve the topmost Krishna prem. So can you give any example? Like, you know, great tapasvi who didn't...
Vishwamitra,
he was a great tapasvi, but he couldn't achieve. Another example is Ambarish Maharaj. Like, Ambarish Maharaj was great tapasvi. He could go to Barsana and he could bless Radharani. So we can see how topmost he was. How much siddhis he would have achieved, that he could bless Radharani, that whatever Radharani cooks and who will be very tasty, and whoever eats food cooked by her will live longer, will never grow old. That's why Yashoda Mai requested her to come and cook for Lord Shri Krishna. So he was such a topmost devotee, topmost tapasvi, that he could bless Radharani. But then when he looked away from Krishna, maybe he was under yoga maya, since he was such a big tapasvi, to just as a part of Leela, that he was under yoga maya. And then when the passing happened, when Ambarish Maharaj was about to break fast and he achieved there, he had to run for his life because Sudarshan Chakra was following him, and only Ambarish Maharaj could save him. So these all things confirm what has been said by Sukhdev Goswami, that all these activities, when done in Krishna's service, then only we can achieve topmost Krishna prem. And he's saying that who's giving these fruits? I am paying obeisances to such person. Who's that person? Lord Shri Krishna. The next one is that Dan Parha, the great performer of charity. So any example of a person who was a great performer of charity, but then...
Karn,
yeah. So he was a great performer of charity, but he was wrong, on the wrong side. He didn't dovetail.
Harishchandra,
yeah. So they didn't dovetail everything in Krishna's service. Then Yashasvina, the great worker of distinction. Any example of such person? Mm-hmm. The great worker of distinction, like meaning who was expert in something.
Arjuna
was expert, but then we are trying to look at examples who couldn't dovetail their services in Krishna's service, and then that's why they couldn't achieve Krishna Prem, they couldn't achieve the topmost places. Duryodhan was expert in Gada Yodha, but then he couldn't achieve it. Good example. All these top CEOs and CFOs and experts today as well, you see that they are expert in their field, you know, like Elon Musk or whoever they are. But then when you see them, they are not completely satisfied. They do something, then they do have to look at something else, and they're always agitated. Yeah. I mean, Jeff Bezos, he had to separate from his wife. So any of these things which are making them expert is not giving them that satisfaction. They're not able to achieve that topmost Krishna fame. So unless we dovetail everything, and And if you compare to the any person in Vrindavan or you know who's devotee, you see the bliss on their face. So Guru Maharaj had shared one post that they went somewhere and then some tractor wala gave them the lift to reach back, and he stopped on his way in this home, and he offered them water and to take rest a bit, and he said that, Lord Bodhu Maharaj, you can come here. There is no one here. There is no noise. There is no pollution. You can just come here, stay here with us, do kirtan. What else we need? Like they had a simple, they live in a simple life, simple village thing. But then amount of satisfaction they derive from Lord's service is incomparable. And if you go to, same way you go to Times Square or New York, and then you see so much stress on everyone's face, even though they may be billionaires or trillionaires, but you see that on their face, the amount of stress they have, and then you tend to feel like, what are they doing, you know? Same way in Canary Wharf in London, every morning we used to go out of tube, to office, and you see everyone's holding coffee mug in their hand and so much stress on their face, then you feel like, what for?
More materialistic terms, more stress.
Yeah, so it's Radhanath Swami Maharaj had lectured on this thing, and he was saying that it's like it's a fool making another fool, and then fool trying to become fool from another fool. So we're just trying to think that we illusion that by getting this promotion, by getting this thing, we will be happy. So that will be illusion. And there are people taking advantage of that illusion. Say you work 14 hours, 16 hours, then you will be happy. And then we work for that, and then we again fall in the same ditch. So he gave example of, you know, stork and fish. There's a story where the stork, you know, that big bird, he becomes very old. So what he does is he gets one intelligent idea. So he goes to a crab and says, you know, there is a big fisherman coming and he's going to catch all the fishes here and take him. They're devising a big net. So he says in a way that fish hears it. So these fish come to him and they say, the stork, then what should we do? Stork says, don't worry, I have an idea. So every morning I'll come, I'll open my mouth, and as many fishes can sit in here in my mouth, I can take it to a safer place. So every morning he comes, he opens his mouth, as many fish can come in his mouth, they sit there, he flies away and he eats them elsewhere. So the fishes are becoming full, and the stork is taking advantage. The same way we think that by doing this we will be happy. The other pond may be better, the other city may be better, or the country may be better. But then we don't realize that what is the topmost use of this human body. So what did Srila Prabhupada say so he says, for example, what is the interest of maintaining body and soul together? One earns money for maintenance of body, personal, social, but unless there's God consciousness, unless the body is being properly maintained to realize one's relation with God, all good efforts to maintain body and soul together are similar to attempts of the animals to maintain body and soul together. The purpose of maintaining human body is different from the animal. Similarly, advancement of learning, economic development and philosophical research, study in the Vedic literature, or even the execution of prize activities should be done in relation to the Lord. And the aims of all such acts and endeavors must be pleasure of the Lord, not the satisfaction of any other identity. So here Srila Prabhupada had clearly given us the purpose of putting body and soul together. and the purpose is to achieve Krishna consciousness. Next one is the great philosopher or mystics. So any great philosophers or mystics, we know that who failed to achieve Krishna consciousness, and they were great.
Vivekananda.
Yeah. They couldn't achieve. They were so highly regarded, but they couldn't achieve the purpose of life. The great chanter of Vedic hymns and the great followers of Vedic principles. Ravana was great followers of Vedic principles, but then again he couldn't achieve the Krishna consciousness. So now here Srila Prabhupada also taken a veil away or exposed one big false philosophy we all follow, and that's interest, self-interest and extended self-interest. You know, so many people say that I am doing it for society, I am doing it for my family. So he's saying that if, say, there's a bank robber and he reaches to the court and the judge asks, are you guilty or not guilty? And the thief says that I don't plead guilty, Your Honor. So he says, why? He said that I robbed the bank not for me, but for my family. So the judge says, oh, I didn't know that. I'm sorry, you can go home. Will that happen? No. Oh, I robbed the bank not for me, but I am from Bombay, and I robbed the bank for all these street people on the Bombay street. Will the judge plead you not guilty? No. So self-interest and extended self-interest doesn't have any qualitative difference. Both are punishable. So if we think that, and what is the real self-interest? So say to somebody falls ill, we take them to hospital, he becomes good. But if that's done at a bodily platform, is that a real self-interest? Unless that activity is done in a way that it brings that person close to Krishna, it's not the real self-interest, because the service done at the bodily level. So unless we do any service which dovetails into to an act which brings someone closer to Krishna, then it is a real self-interest. So anything done for our everything in Krishna consciousness, or anything in Bhagavad Gita, is divided into three things, acts done in three modes of material nature. So what are the three modes of material nature?
Goodness, passion, ignorance.
So any charity or work done in ignorance will lead to further attachment, or will lead to further attachment to material world. Anyone can give examples of charities done in ignorance? Like if we find someone poor and we feed him meat, that's like a charity done in ignorance. So you're not only implicating yourself of killing the animal, you're implicating the person whom you fed as well into the act of gross sinful activity.
Or probably the charity which is given, and then it is for show off.
That's for passion. So the charity is done in here, bro.
Charity which is done without knowing what that person will use that.
Yeah, ignorantly. We're not sure what he is doing. Maybe we could give charity and he goes and drinks alcohol with that money. So we're not aware that what's been this charity being used for. That's charity done in ignorance, and and it becomes cause of more attachment, it becomes cause of more material entanglement rather than releasing it. The charity done in passion is where we do it for our own name and fame, like, you know, so-and-so hospital and so ashram and so dharmashala, and then even if we do 1,000 riyal, we need our name on the board somewhere. So that's charity done in passion. And charity done in goodness is, we say that people do it without any name, they do charity, and they really don't have their material self-interest. But devotional activity is above these three. The charity done in goodness, in ignorance or passion, the bhakti, the charity done in bhakti is to bring person to close to Krishna consciousness. And we should be very thankful that Srila Prabhupada is giving us that opportunity. And we should grab that, because Lord Himself has said in Bhagavad Gita that He loves more who bring people closer to Him. If we can't do such activities to bring people close to Krishna consciousness, at least we can support who are doing it. At least we can support the sannyasis who are doing it. At least we can support the brahmacharis who are doing this. And take that advantage and make our human birth successful. Isn't it? This is such a rare opportunity we've got, that we've got human birth, and then on top of that we've got association of devotees, we've got preachings of Srila Prabhupada. So like we were taking examples of doctor using that instrument and making something good out of it, doing operation, curing people, same way we can become instrument in Krishna's hand, instruments in Srila Prabhupada's hand, instruments in Guru Maharaj's hands, to do something about and to do something meaningful about our own life, our own existence as humans. Yeah. So these are, this is about devotional service. Then how we become more God conscious, we have to constantly hear about Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And can you give some examples where people read about it and then they got enlightenment and they start walking the path of Krishna consciousness just by reading?
Maharaj
Parikshit. Sorry? Prabhupada, yeah. So many devotees in Krishna consciousness that they just receive book from somewhere. And they, like Raj Krishna Das Prabhu, he comes here. He says that he was in his teens and he went to a party, friend's party, and then they were all having fun, and he spotted that book, one of the Srila Prabhupada's book, I think it's Krishna book, and he started to read it while everyone was having their different activities, and that attracted him. There's another story about Mataji, she received book in South America, and then after many years, she didn't know from where she received it, but after many years of practicing, she met those devotees, these devotees met her, and she saw that, you remember, you gave this book, and she became... There are instances where people picked the book from dustbin and became devotees. So by just reading Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, we get attracted to Krishna, Krishna's qualities. We get such a profound instructions in Bhagavad Gita that Lord is saying that manmana madbhakto. He's saying ma shuchar, do not worry. He's saying I will give intelligence. You just chant. Arjun is asking relevant questions which we can relate to ourselves. Arjun is saying that your equivocal instructions are confusing me. Once you're saying that that detach yourself, and other time you're saying that you fight, isn't it? We see that ourselves every day in our life, that once we think that we should detach ourselves, and then we have to look after family, we have to look at their interests, and then we are struggling with that question every day. And then Lord is giving instructions that how we can achieve. He's talking about karma yoga, he's talking about jnana yoga, he's talking about bhakti yoga, he's talking about what is the best for us. None of the other scriptures will give such a clear understanding of purpose of human life. And that's why Srila Prabhupada is saying that he's saying there's no other interest. The biggest real self-interest is to become Krishna conscious and make other Krishna conscious. And we have that wonderful opportunity. You should grab it. I mean, last week we had CA conference, and we had this major DP Singh come here. He's Kargil war veteran, about my age.
Blade runner,
yeah. So he's India's first blade runner. So he was standing here. He was in a warning zone, and one grenade came next to him, blasted, and he had 50 splinters of this bomb in his body now as well. And when he was taken to the hospital, he was unconscious. There were the whole battalion was in an attack zone, so people would have left him and then continued to fight, because anybody can be hit. But still, his army men took him to the helicopter. They took him to the nearest hospital. Somehow he reached to the hospital. Still, the hospital staff announced him clinically dead. But then there was an anesthesiologist. Is it anesthesiologist? Okay, anesthesiologist who revived him. And then somehow they amputated his one leg, and he got prosthetic leg and then blade later on. And he ran half marathon, then so many half marathon, and he did skydiving, and so many things he achieved. He constantly challenged himself, so he was giving that kind of a motivational talk. So I asked him, like after Inkwene, that don't you think that Lord's been unkind to you, or didn't you lose faith that if Lord exists, so many bad things happened to him, like he got divorced as well, even after all these accidents and everything. So he said that his faith increased after all these activities, and he thought that if we have two kids in home, I mean, we ask them to do something when we see that they're capable of doing it. So he always thought that he was capable enough, so that Lord gave him these situations to handle. So he thought that he's chosen one to get these things. He said that he didn't have any contribution for him to be alive. So once the bomb had hit that place, he didn't have any contribution in him going to the hospital. He didn't have any contribution in that anesthesiologist to revive him. He didn't have any contribution of himself to get the prosthetic leg and able to run. So he gave credit to Lord for everything he could do. So that's what You know, like if we have the clear understanding, if we have that faith in Him, then we can achieve consciousness, because that's what he was saying, that everything would dovetail to Krishna. And life was simple, like when we were kids, our parents or grandparents, or they had so much satisfaction. Maybe materially we were not so affluent. I mean, our parents, grandparents were immigrants, because they moved from Pakistan to India as refugees, and there was nothing to it. But if I reflect upon those times, they had great satisfaction in their life, whatever they were doing. They were going to gurdwaras regularly, they were going to mandir regularly, they were treating all the sannyasis and people coming to our home very nicely. They were raising kids in that way, that sirf dal roti to khana hai, you know, like they were they had very simple things satisfied them, simple things made them happy. And that's what we can derive once we dovetail all our activities in Krishna consciousness. Lord will make it easier for us. Our minds will not be so agitated, because we'll have that faith, the Lord is there. Lord's taking care of us. We've seen that these devotees who were so powerful, they were these personalities who were so powerful, but just because they didn't dovetail everything in Krishna service, just because they didn't realize the real purpose of life, they didn't achieve the topmost, which is Krishna prema. I think that's about it with this shloka. Any comments, questions? I'm happy to take.
So they are also they practice Gita, and Ramakrishna is teaching, which they are also born in life.
So, we were speaking about the personalities who were.
What to ask? Just I am not able to hear his question. His
question. That's what I'm giving. His question was that when we were looking at the personalities who were knowledgeable or who couldn't realize God or Krishna, so we give example of Vivekananda. So Prabhu is saying that, but his disciples like Ramakrishna, Paramahansa and all those personalities, they practiced Bhagavad Gita. But the Bhagavad Gita they practiced didn't keep Krishna in the center. You know, the Bhagavad Gita, the interpretation of Bhagavad Gita was more impersonal, which is not correct, because if you see in the whole Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has been referred again and again with different names. I mean, that's what I try to avoid, reference to such personalities, but then the preachings what came out of these personalities were not keeping Krishna in center, and that's the main, if you see, differentiator, because if you see in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada has emphasized so much to stay from away from Mayavad, because Mayavadis themselves, they have they're teaching Brahmans. If you have you been to Vivekanand Rock in Kanyakumari, so there's a meditation hall where they keep it everything blank, and there's a light, and they ask you to meditate on the light and stuff like that.
I read Vivekanand
many
books, but he keeps Gita in the center, not the name of Krishna.
Yeah, that's
first.
Gita
is in the center.
With these personalities, they use the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, which says Yoga Kshema Mahamiham, which says where Krishna has given instruction, Mahamiham, Krishna saying that I will provide. So Rupa Krishna saying that become my devotee, but then still they interpret that someone else is saying on Krishna's behalf. Probably you want to say anything.
Actually, there are two things. एक होता है मायावादी, एक होता है निराकारवादी.
Yeah.
निराकारवादी वो होते हैं कि जो किसी भी आकार को नहीं मानते, जैसे मुस्लिम्स हैं. मायावादी वो लोग होते हैं जो भगवान को मानते हैं, लेकिन वो कहते हैं अहम ब्रह्मोस्मि शिवोहम, कि मैं ही भगवान हूँ. उनका फिलॉसफी क्या होता है कि एक्चुअली जब ये हम प्रकृति के तीनों गुणों में आके मिलने से हम जो है हमारा प्रभुत्व, हम भगवान की अपनी बात को भूल चुके हैं, और जब हम उसको पार कर जाएंगे, जब हम अपनी अवस्था को पार कर लेंगे, तो हम भगवान बन जाएंगे. दैट इज देयर फिलॉसफी. वी विल मर्ज इन टू, और वी विल बिकम अ भगवान बोध. तो ये उनकी फिलॉसफी होती है, वी विल मर्ज इन टू पर्सनल ब्रह्म और वी बिकम अ भगवान. बट वैष्णव फिलोसफी क्या है कि भगवान अलग है, हम अलग हैं. हम कहते हैं कि हम पार्ट एंड पार्सल हैं भगवान के. लेकिन भगवान क्या है? भगवान की जो क्वालिटीज हैं वो हम में भी है सब की सब. लेकिन भगवान क्या है? विभू है. विभू मीन्स वेरी बिग, और हम लोग अणु हैं, हम बहुत छोटे हैं. तो हमारे अंदर जो भी भगवान की क्वालिटी है सब बहुत माइन्यूट फॉर्म में है, और भगवान में वो फुल फ्लैश है. तो मायावादी जो होता है वो लोग ये अपने आप को भगवान बनाना चाहते हैं. उनका जो ऑब्जेक्टिव होता है कि हम लोग स्वामी बनकर भोग करें. दैट इज देयर मेन ऑब्जेक्टिव. तो आई एम नॉट सेइंग कि मायावादी फिलॉसफी इज नॉट अ फिलॉसफी, दैट इज आल्सो अ फिलॉसफी. कि वो क्या करते हैं कि वो या तो खुद को भगवान बनाते हैं, पर्सनल ब्रह्मन में मिल जाते हैं. लेकिन उसमें क्या होता है कि जीव अपनी आइडेंटिटी खो देता है जो ब्रह्मन इन्फ्लुएंस में मिलकर कुछ समय के लिए. फिर उनको वापस आना पड़ता है. मे बी कुछ समय वो होता है, मे बी 50,000 साल, 1,00,000 साल, 2 साल, जब जो ब्रह्मन में मर जाते हैं फिर आके उनको प्रोसेस शुरू करना पड़ता है. आई एम नॉट सेइंग जो ब्रह्म में विलीन होना ये सब गलत प्रोसेस, इट इज रिकमेंडेड प्रोसेस, बट वैष्णवास डजंट फॉलो बिकॉज इट टेक्स टू मच टाइम एंड टू मच एनर्जी. दैट्स व्हाई इट इज नॉट रिकमेंडेड. अब जो बात रही आपकी, वो विवेकानंद जो है भगवत गीता को फॉलो करते थे. देयर आर लॉट ऑफ पीपल फॉलो भगवत गीता, बट दे डोंट नो द एक्चुअलिटी कि भगवत गीता में क्या है. भगवत गीता जो हमें बताती है वो बताती है आत्मा के बारे में, और ये जितने लोग हैं वो शरीर के बारे में भगवत गीता को फॉलो करते हैं. भगवत गीता से हमें पहली टीचिंग मिलती है, आई एम नॉट दिस बॉडी. बट ये लोग सबके सब बॉडीली प्लेटफॉर्म पे अपने आप को कंसिडर करते हैं. जो भगवान ने योगक्षेम वहां में हम भगवत गीता में कहा है, वो हमारे शरीर के लिए नहीं कहा, हमारे आत्मा के लिए कहा है, जो कि बिल्कुल सत्य है. आत्मा का कभी नाश नहीं हो सकता. तो दैट इज द main crux and gist.
Thank you, Ram. Any other?
What are the difference between Vanaprastha and Sannyasa?
So Vanaprastha is basically,
aaj ke prospect mein describe.
So Vanaprastha is you stay in the family settings, but you're detached from the family. So you still remain with the family. But when you take sannyas, you completely sever all your ties with the family. You're no longer in the family settings. You take the saffron robes and you live on holy plane and you completely absorb yourself in Krishna's service. So that's sannyas. So in today's context, Vanaprastha could be like, once people are retired but they still active, and then within their family settings they still have certain responsibilities maybe to fulfill. So they do those things in detachment, but then as soon as we've crossed that, we've completed all our thing, there's nobody needs you in your family setting, then you kind of take sannyas and detach completely yourself from the material. So you're preparing yourself. So you're preparing yourselves to the enlightenment, to the Krishna consciousness, and in various stages. So Lord's made us, Srila Prabhupada has made very easier for us. So while we are in Grihastha Ashram, we are hearing about Krishna, we're having devotee association, it creates taste for it, for us. So when the opportunity arises, lots of devotees in a practical context, what they do is they move to Vrindavan or Mayapur, or they kind of in their own city or country, wherever village they are, they would try to set up a temple or a center, you know, in when they take completely, they do one plus, and once that thing is done, then they take sannyas, they move around and become more and more engagement. So the degree of engagement changes. So the more we become close to Krishna, more automatically other relations get detached. Probably you want to add something.
I already explained one prastha and the three stage of sannyas. Mm-hmm. It is not necessary that a sannyasi should be one prastha also.
Yeah.
He can, even a brahmachari can become a sannyasi if he has not entered in Grihastha Ashram. But vanaprastha means you have to detach with your family.
Hmm.
Wife is allowed. Wife can live, both, and she can serve you. And both of you can practice Krishna consciousness, not as a husband and wife, but as a sannyasi.
Hmm.
And the thing is, in practical, in this Kali Yuga, it is practically difficult to like previous age, people used to go to the jungle. Even vanaprasthis go to the jungle and they stay there. Where is the jungle here? No jungle. So you have to
concrete
do all these things mentally. It is possible, just be there. Okay, your kids are there, they are settled, let them do what they are doing. But you focus on Krishna consciousness. And it is not possible that in this age that you could keep sit 24 hour chant. The best way is you can preach, chant and practice. And encourage us others to do the same. And if you become more matured and you are eligible, like an ISKCON, then GBC will monitor and you can become a sannyasi also. Or even Grihastha Gurus also. We have like Sukhu Maharaj, we have some other gurus like Sankarshan Adhikari, they are Grihasthas, but they are initiating gurus because they are just good like a sannyasi. These stages have to be practiced more mentally than physically. How truthful we are
towards
ourselves, that is the main thing. Vanaprastha to main ban gaya, लेकिन अभी भी मेरा मन उसी में पड़ा है कि मेरा बच्चे की भी आज प्रमोशन होगी या नहीं होगी, उसकी जॉब चली गई या नहीं चली गई. द थिंग इज यू शुड डिटैच फ्रॉम एवरीथिंग एंड अटैच योरसेल्फ टू कृष्णा. दैट इज द रियल वन फर्स्ट, और दैट इज द रियल सन्यास ऑल्सो. इवन सन्यासी, सेवरल सन्यासी, दे आर सो मेनी थिंग्स दैट इज नॉट सन्यास. सन्यासी आर डूइंग बिजनेस. इज देयर सन्यास? नो, दे आर नॉट सन्यासी, दे आर बिजनेसमैन. The big industries are sannyasis. So are they sannyasis? No, they are just wearing apron top. That's all.
They're like fool making. I mean, this like people are trying to become fools, so people are trying to make them fool as well. Like charging hundreds of thousands of crores of rupees to do Bhagavatam Katha. So it is a business, isn't it? So you can't call it sannyasi. Any other comments, questions? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.